much, Mr. Chair. My name is Nina Razika, and I'll go through. I'm the coordinator of the World Water Quality Alliance, currently based in Nairobi at the United Nations Environment Programme headquarters. And next slide, please. I'm delighted to give you a few words and a quick introduction of the World Water Quality Alliance and what we do and what could be the collaboration opportunities and linkages with the Water Convention. So just a very quick background of the World Water Quality Alliance. This was convened by UNEP initially following the resolution to address water pollution and protect and restore water-related ecosystems that was undertaken at the third UN Environment Assembly in 2017. So again, among other things, the resolution calls for better data collection, water monitoring capacity building, and it initially mandated UNEP to develop a world water quality assessment. And so the Alliance was convened in response to this, and in response to the recognition that we don't just need another assessment, but rather we need assessment, scientific monitoring, assessment of water quality, but as well as that, we need strong advocacy, strong communication and outreach about the specific issues around degrading water quality and how these are touching local communities. And in fact, interestingly, the resolution also mentions the need to enhance cooperation on water pollution, including on transboundary cooperation, and calls upon member states to increase transboundary water cooperation to reduce water pollution. Next, please. So the World Water Quality Alliance is an open network. It's focused on assessment, innovation, demonstrating data uptake, and coming up with new solutions. In a way that tries to reach and convene all actors of society. We call this the quintuple helix, and it ranges from researchers to policymakers, private sector, and citizen actors. We currently have 16 work streams, and I will jump to those straight away, maybe for the next slide, just in the interest of time. We have 16 work streams that focus on a variety of topics. These range from very technical topics to social engagement. So again, maybe just to point out a few I've heard spoken about and that I think would be relevant is, for instance, citizen science. We're working on both national and transnational citizen science projects to monitor water quality, which could be in the transboundary context. And also looking at groundwater, for example, groundwater quality assessments and platforms to water, and also, for instance, capacity development. So working through a capacity development consortium to build capacity development tools in water quality. Transboundary water management context. Next slide, please. And this is just a very quick view on the what we call the Africa use cases. This was a specific study in Lake Victoria. It's actually something I was thinking could be submitted forward to the for the draft that was being discussed earlier with case studies on these transboundary basins and methodologies that work well in terms of facilitating data sharing. This is something we did that used the triangulation concept, where we looked at in-situ water quality through a very wide stakeholder engagement approach and triangulated that with modeling and earth observation. And again, next slide, please. So this is, again, this is just to mention very quickly that in the unit where I am, the Global Environment Monitoring Systems Unit, we house also the GEMS Water Program, which is another program alongside the Alliance. But again, this is a database, there's a GEMSTAT database that contains water quality information. We have a capacity development center. We also handle the data drive for SDG 632 on ambient water quality. And again, through good transboundary cooperation, we know that this has trickle-down positive impacts for then good water quality. So that's again kind of another area of our work. And with the Alliance, we partner closely with GEMS Water, who are essentially provide a data hub. Next slide, please. And this is just an example of the pathway to the World Water Quality Assessment. So I'm maybe going on, and the World Water Quality Hub. So while we don't have yet a full rigorous World Water Quality Assessment, we have gotten inputs from many of our work streams, and specifically the technical ones, that have allowed us to build this digital platform that captures data on water quality. Next slide, please. And just to say very quickly again, I think there's an opportunity here for synergy. What we aim is that this would become a central repository for publications on water quality. We aim to build up to a full World Water Quality Assessment, and there is a roadmap in place for that. And of interest, I think, would definitely be looking at hotspots in the transboundary water basins, where water quality is an issue and how it's being resolved and what are the different types of solutions there. Next slide, please. And I think that might be the last one. I just wanted to thank you very much. Thank you to the UNEC colleagues. Thank you to everyone in the audience. As I said, I know I'm out of time, so I will wrap up, but there's our contact details there. We'd love to hear from you. And taking a look at the work program, I think definitely under program area 2, supporting monitoring assessment, program area 3, promoting integrated and intersectoral approach to water resources management, and program area 7, partnerships, communications, and knowledge management. I would like very much to work together from the Alliance point of view, again, to bring all of this data to action and work with a very wide variety of stakeholders. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.